because
yeah.
I can see in my lover's eyes. I can hear it in my lover's voice. I can feel it in my lover's arms. I can smell it on the back of my lover's neck, and I can taste it in my lover's kiss. Love breaks down.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. And that's what we talk about here on Radio Susie One, on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. Coming into your ears from the soul of downtown LA here at the Speakeasy. And speaking of ears, I hear the Radio Susie One TV feed in my ear right now. Oh, thank you, lovely. All right, and I'm here with Brother Joe.
Hello, hello.
And Brother Brandilio.
Hi.
And Sister Terrio.
Hello, hello.
And Sister Sarah. Oh,
hello.
Sarah, Sister. Sarah Sue, so. And Brother Fritzo. Fritzo, that sounds menacing.
All right, Susie O.
Okay, so Susie O is here with you, and very, mood accomplished, relieved. I just finished my endless blog.
Nice.
Yay, congratulations.
Yes, and this is the endless blog on Eros Day, X, the orgy for Obama inaugural ball, our 10th annual Eros Day. And you can check it out on drsusanblock.com/blog. And there's amazing photos, all free and uncensored. There's censored versions all on the internet right now.
We want the uncensored one.
But the uncensored one is right on the home hearth.
Mm. We have it.
We have it.
We have it.
Brothers and
we
sisters. The celebration of the power of change and the glory of hope with angels who are also porn stars and fetish people. All celebrating hope. Hope is new black. Hope makes you horny. And we've got all kinds of hot pictures here. Let's see. We have some of our Eros Angel porn stars like Reagan Reese.
Oh, Reagan.
I love Reagan Reese.
I'm trying to. Having some issues, of course.
Yes, we love Reagan Reese. We love Reagan. Just the name is a little bit problematic. I don't want anyone to think of that president, because we're, you know, orgying for
you
one
love
president.
Reagan. And then I kind of love the Reagan years.
Well, I could you love would. Reagan, but pretty I don't. Evil. I kind of hate Reagan.
Yeah,
but
well,
I'm not a
know,
hater. Indeed.
I was a kid, so.
But Reagan Reese doesn't remind me of that president at all. She is just this.
I like the name Reagan.
Beautiful, sort of nasty looking. Tough girl, but she's so sweet
and cute and little,
yeah,
and covered bubbly,
in cats. So bubbly.
Love bubbly.
And Jessica James, speaking of bubbly, she's also bubbly,
and
but
hot.
She's more, she's hot and she's like seductive,
vampy,
big eyes,
vampy, definitely.
And
vampy.
I'm just going down, looking at the blog, at the pictures now, seeing Jay Lassiter, whose planetoid is at every Eros Day now. Jay Lassiter is like a working man's porn star. He's there for you. Always. He's from Czech Republic.
Is he the one that won an oral sex award at the AVNs?
Has you know, he might have won an oral sex award.
I remember a male porn star bragging about that here one time.
Giving or receiving?
No, that was Jack Lawrence.
He win an award?
Oh, it was
that
Jack,
was Jack Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lawrence
is Jay, much
Jack,
more. Yeah,
I apologize. Jay Lassiter.
I'm going to lay back here and receive kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. It was. That's definitely. Jack Lawrence is
it
all about giving to the ladies.
To a woman.
Okay. All right.
Although Jay is really into giving his finger to a woman, making her squirt, which is what he did with Natasha Skinsky. There was some major squirting going on, just for a few seconds, but it's in the stream. The stream is in the stream, correct. Okay. Holy water, brothers and sisters. And we had a major presence at Eros Day X from the Broken Door Masters and Slaves of the Universe.
They put on quite
Master
a show.
D, the Professor, Mr. Merlin, and all those people.
I like them.
Slave girls.
I think they've inspired me to want to learn more about their world.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty complex.
It seems very intellectual.
It is.
It's very intellectual.
I like intellectual things.
You know, I like intellectual things. I mean, it's sort of, you know, I mean, if you look at the swing crowd and the alt crowd, the alt crowd is definitely more intellectual. Swing crowd is more into skin.
Yeah.
More your typical orgy.
It's much more about the lifestyle and what that means to you than what that would mean, you know, than just running around having sex with a bunch of different people.
Well, they're all about power exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just talk endlessly about that.
Dumb.
You know, so they do.
I do love power.
I could talk endlessly about the power exchange.
Yeah. So so we had a bunch of Broken Door people, and they were really fascinating, beautiful, wild exchanges of power all over the speakeasy on all their fabulous equipment. And then we had Dickie Balls.
Dickie Balls, that's my dog.
Yeah.
Looks like a Disney kind of character. I just keep thinking he could be at Disneyland, but then again, he couldn't. He's a big dick.
That's a fact.
And I'm looking in the blog at him.
I can't believe I didn't get a picture of Dickie Balls.
Right.
He's a hit with
I think I got a picture of Dickie Balls.
Did you?
Dickie Balls took it.
Oh, maybe we need to get their photos.
His crew took
it. No, yeah, totally. Because there's totally two pictures of me with Dickie Balls.
Yeah, they were.
Really?
You haven't seen those yet?
No,
I've looked through all the pictures we have, and there's no pictures
we
of you guys
with Dickie
Balls.
We need to get pictures from Dickie Balls.
So Dickie Balls has pictures.
I would like to see Sarah Palin next to a giant cock.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. She'd use her Sarah Palin protection condoms.
Oh, yeah. That would be good advertisement.
So in this particular picture, he is standing on the red carpet. The speakeasy now has a red carpet.
We got our Dickie Balls on the red carpet
we do.
Picture.
A
awesome.
Giant cock on our carpet, guys.
Holding Ariel.
Oh.
Who's pretty much as tall as him.
The blog's over here. I'm trying to
the blog
do my job
has,
here.
We've got Dickie Balls and Ariel, who really is built like a Victoria's Secret model.
Damn, yeah. That's a hot picture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dickie Balls is happy. Look at that smile on his face.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What is your God?
Sorry. I didn't even notice that that's a picture of my friends doing porn on my couch. It's cool.
Oh, wait a second. Is this the one there I said the couple next door?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's totally friends
of mine. I was thinking they look like, you know, like I often say the sleaze and the couple next door. And
you know them, too. I just don't want to air their names on the radio.
Air their name. I didn't air their name. I just
referred no name.
To them next door.
Oh, God.
And
I didn't
they
even,
are having, having sex, you know.
They were so infused. I couldn't believe it. I look over, and there are my buddies making porn on my couch, and I'm
making
like, whoa.
On couch.
Wow, I didn't know they had it in them.
Okay, so we have online one who wants to talk about public access. Is this Michael?
Hello, Michael.
Michael.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Susie?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm talking about our big Eros Day orgy for Obama that we just held here at the Speakeasy. But I understand...
Okay. My name is Michael Palmer. I'm a music journalist, and I know you got your start doing cable access. And how do you feel about these corporate cocksuckers who are taking away... the right for cable access and taking the media network out of the hands. I mean, you are obviously a huge success from this medium that you started with. How do you feel about them cutting the funds of this?
Well, it sucks.
You know.
Of course it sucks.
It's bullshit. I can't.
Yeah, and they suck
as,
what he just said, not what you just said,
because
there's nothing
think,
wrong with sucking penises, but they suck poo-poo. I mean, this is corporate misers.
There's nothing wrong with that to some people.
Sucking poo-poo?
Well, not on my side, but some people.
I don't think they usually say it quite like that, but...
Well, anyway, it's really sad. It's a tragedy, and it's kind of the inevitable just swapping of all the media. And
well, what are you doing to fight it, Dr. Susie?
What am I doing about it? Well, I'm doing my best, you know. I'm speaking out. I was just on Nightline,
and I go to the city council meetings, and it's kind of a helpless sort of thing. I'm used to trying my best to fight powers that can't be fought.
I know this, and you are such a success, so we need people like you that have become such a success. I mean, you're a very intelligent woman. We need people like you out on the front line.
And I need more people like you on my shows telling me how great I am.
I just had an idea. Can I say it before I forget it?
Go ahead.
So, like, remember the writer's strike? Okay,
well, thank you, Dr.
Well, no, wait a second. It's about public access. We're still talking to you. Michael, you're not allowed off the air.
So, 2 points.
Thank you, Dr. Do you know what? I'm trying to get an interview with you. I have to actually appear on the show with an intelligent question, I guess, to
well, is this an official interview, or is this just a
maybe
character?
He's calling from his own radio show.
Drunk in bed, calling.
Drunk in bed, I see.
Yeah, what are you
drunk
wearing,
and dial.
Michael?
Yeah, that's how most people call us.
What are you wearing?
Bed.
What are you holding in your other hand?
Yeah, it's not
your pen, I know. You're writing this down.
I'm holding a picture of you, Dr. Susie.
Oh, thank you, darling. So hang on. We were just going to – Sarah Sue was going to say something about public access.
I'd love to hear it.
So, okay, the writer's strike that went on, the writers were demanding a piece of the Internet profits because the profits big studios were getting was shifted to the Internet. And then I believe this is part of what's inspired public access to go off the air, is that the Internet is taking over so much people have their own voice. But
I think that's being used as an excuse.
As an excuse. Through the inauguration, there was all these like crazy articles about how online video viewing on these major websites, CNN and ABC, went up like dramatically. And so if they used to give people a piece of their airtime on analog lines, then maybe they could just translate that into giving people a piece of their airtime on their major Internet properties, you know? Since they're news outlets, they can still give a voice to the public.
Well, they say they already do that, and they do, because people are on YouTube, people are on MySpace, all the different...
Yeah, but what about ABC.com, you know? Maybe they can give you a little section on there if you apply through the same public access channels that you do to get on television.
You're giving them an out, Sarah. Don't give it to them. Television is
different.
Well,
television's going to die, so...
Well, but it's not dead yet, and you don't see them giving up their television channels now, do you?
The
government's
not
giving
up
their television channels.
Dr. Susie, we're not giving up television channels. Those corporate, we already got that corporate cocksucker Bush out of there. We're going to keep public access in, and so is Obama. Obama's going to keep our stuff going.
You know, did you see on Nightline Obama started... Well, when he was starting in Chicago as a politician... He was on public access.
I did see that, Susie, and it was incredible.
Well, you know, public access gives a lot of people a start. It's a way in, and it's also a way for fringe people, God and goddess bless us, to have a voice. Because without public access, it's all
corporate
sponsored.
Can I ask a hard question now?
Yeah.
When was the last time either one of you, Susie or caller, watched public access?
Yeah, but you have to ask, when's the last time I watched television? And that was with you, whatever we watched.
Okay.
Because I don't watch television.
So, all right, before then, when was the last time you watched public access? How about the caller? Dear caller, who was interested? Michael, I believe? Still there, Michael?
Michael.
Yes.
When was the last time you watched public access?
Do you watch it? Do you watch public access?
Yes, I've actually done a couple of shows while I was... in various towns. I'm always willing to go on a show and interview a local band or whatever. You know, I think public access is one of the greatest tools we got. I mean, but now, you know, it was before YouTube. It was the original thing. This is how we get power to the people. I mean, we're using our rights to be on there, freedom of speech, and
they
want to take that away.
There is a certain power to boob tube.
We're going to refuse that.
There's a power to the boob tube that the Internet, it's just different. It's a different kind of power. But the power of the boob tube, we all know. I mean, I think there's a large segment of the speakeasy population that loves television, even though we're all hooked up to the Internet. And, you know, when I had a television, I used to watch public access. Actually, you can't get it downtown.
All right, so as the devil's advocate, they pay millions of dollars to produce these shows, you know, and to get all this shit running to us and run everything that happens. Why should they give away a piece of all of their hard work for free?
Because the public allows the cable company to basically use our channels. These are the public channels.
Is there like a contract about
yes,
that?
Yes, there is. There's a contract
about
that.
And has it expired?
It was made up in the 1980s.
Is that why?
No, what happened was the California state, what is it? Some kind of council, not the city council, but the state legislature. Okay, they basically, a couple of guys that are no longer in the legislature, they're out, I think, on some kind of corruption. But anyway, they were there, and they were paid off by AT&T, who wants to get into the cable business and doesn't want to provide public access studios, to basically change the law. And they pushed it through a couple years ago. Nobody really knew about it. The law changed, and Time Warner, which owns all the public access stations in Los Angeles, took advantage of this in order to close down their public access stations because they didn't really want to keep them.
So
they only
who benefits from this?
Who benefits? AT&T benefits because they can get into the cable TV market without having to have public access. Okay.
People who want to consolidate media into the hands of the few.
Government people that, yeah.
Like
exactly.
Somebody's getting a paycheck?
Yeah, that gap-toothed Arnold Schwarzenegger pulled it.
Arnold pulled it and Mayor Villary Gozza also pulled it.
Well, like, here's what I think. If I ran the state and I was letting people run wires,
they're
I might not give
assholes.
Away public access, but I would demand money, like millions of dollars, you know? So is the state not demanding million dollars from these cable runners?
Well, you see, the idea of public access is a beautiful thing. It's like similar to the genius of the First Amendment. It kind of knows, so to speak, that when money enters the picture, there are certain voices that are lost. Those voices are just not going to be heard through the government, and they're not going to be heard through the corporate-sponsored channels. They're not going to be heard through the money channels.
That's true. That's
so
the,
that's
like,
why
thing going
they
on.
Have this thing. They had this thing. They still have it in a lot of places in America, but it is this is the wave of the future that they're going to take these channels down away from us. But
I think it's that they're scared of what we're saying, Dr. Susie. They're scared of what you're saying. They're scared of what the people are going to say.
That makes it sound so glamorous and romantic. I think they just want to save money.
Yeah, why are they scared now instead of 50 years ago? There's been revolutionary
Well, they've always been scared, but I think that they just killed it. You could say, I think it's a combination. Actually, I think the fear is that
people has changed.
And they want the control. They want the channels. They want to save money. They, the government people, they're keeping their, in fact, I think they're getting a few more channels. These boring LA city council meetings are, you know, piped out to you. And then they have this other channel where they tell you their schedule and, you know, they have their channels, but
hey, Dr.
there's no more people's channel.
What's the guy that goes to the city council meetings there in LA? The monkey guy, what's his name?
Zuma Dog. Yeah. Zuma Dog.
Yeah. Shout out to Zuma Dog. Keep it up.
Yes, he's a cool guy. I don't know him
and
that
you
well.
Keep it up. Have you met him, Dr. Susie?
I know him through the media. I might have met him somewhere. I might have. But yeah, I know where I met him.
Now,
I met him
the show. Get
at the
Zuma
city
Dog
council
the
meeting.
There's the show.
Yeah, we should have Zuma. He'll go on in a minute. Yeah, actually, let's have Zuma Dog here.
There's
let's ask about Zuma Dog's sex life.
Zuma. I wonder if he's
named
well, Zuma.
Well, hell, have Michael Palmer on your show. I'll give you a hell of a story.
Michael Palmer.
That's you.
Is that you? Is that what
that
you said
me.
Your name is? Yeah.
So, I'm on my memoirs as we speak, honey.
Aren't you?
Hey, listen, I gotta go.
Wait, one more question before you go. This is my show. You gotta stay here and I gotta ask you a question since I'm your hero. Do you have public access in Tennessee?
I'm currently in Tennessee. I don't live here, but I'm currently here. I'm doing Motley Crue next week, so
you're doing,
and I'm doing
Motley
some country
Crue?
Music stars. So
really,
I'm not doing them. I know
like
we're on a sex show. I don't want anybody to think I'm fucking Nikki Sixx or anything. But
well, we like to think
he said he's
like
a
that.
Music journalist. Right?
He's a beautiful man.
Well,
I'm just going to shoot heroin with him.
Okay, so you don't
I'm
live
joking.
In Tennessee.
That was a joke.
You don't live in Tennessee, do you?
No, ma'am, no.
Where do you live?
Atlanta.
He's still drinking.
Hot okay.
Well, what are you drinking,
I just moved
right?
back from London.
Well, you could put our public access show on in Atlanta.
We would love to have you.
All right, so get back in touch with us, okay?
I've been trying to get in touch with you forever.
No,
you
haven't been trying. I'm so easy
to get
in touch
with you. Dr. Susie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You are.
I'm going to let you go now. So you just write to me, email address, drsusanblock@gmail.com, okay?
Okay. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for having me show.
All right.
Cheers.
Carry on. It's Nikki Six.
Ooh, now you're on all the while spam you're doing lists. Sorry, I know spam bots.
I think it's okay to get it out on the radio. Shows, it's not the same as putting it in print.
Yeah, they can crawl. They can't
crawl
audio. Crawl
through my voice, you know?
Yeah, that would take a lot of monkeys to listen to stuff.
Well, that was kind of galvanizing. Suddenly
I know, it was like a little interview.
A little interview. Yes, he was. And then he wanted to get away, and we wouldn't let him.
You know, can I just say something about public access?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty wild that they let unrated content on the air.
It's fabulous.
It's fabulous.
It's something,
freedom.
But it's wild.
It's
how does that
uncensored.
Exist?
I have
in this
they're trying to take it away.
Taken advantage of since 1992.
It's fucking crazy. You're one of the only ones that's taken advantage of it, right? I mean, are there other?
Well, others have, but they don't have the staying power. No, there's been other sex shows. There was a much more explicit show, Cullen and His Sleazy Friends, that was on for a couple years that had porn stars doing more stuff.
Wow.
But. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
See,
about
when that lady told us that there was no content restriction at the public access meeting, I was aghast. Because there's content restriction on everything, even on YouTube, the supposed voice of the people.
But this is what they're squelching. This is an amazing thing that we have had as our right since the 1980s. And look at that. I mean, we've had it as our right, but it hasn't been abused because not that many people are on public access. Not that many people put that all together to go on. So even
well,
though it's
why
seems,
is the right so important if not that many people take advantage of it?
Because freedom there. Because free exactly. You've got to have the freedom. A lot of people don't take advantage of different freedoms that we have. But to have it is a right, is a precious right. And some people, like myself, take advantage of it and, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, because you don't take advantage of it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have the opportunity to use it. You know what I'm saying? It
and
should
don't
be
forget
there.
The other aspect of the freedom is the freedom to listen, watch, channel. The freedom to not just make the stuff.
Well,
because, of course, we are very obsessed with that because we're all producers and stars. But there is the freedom to watch it. And you have, you know, a right as a viewer to watch something that is not filtered through the government or through corporations. You have a right to hear your neighbors directly. And that's what public access is.
Well, I'm gonna guess that in the low consumption of this product that also went to the ratings. Like, not an awful lot of people were putting on shows, and not an awful lot of people were watching the shows. Because cable.
Depends
because
on what
so
channel.
Many shows.
You know, when I first started out on public access, it was on Channel 3.
Yeah.
Which was right between two.
Then the eventual phase out.
And yeah. And then it went to, like, 79 or something. And, you know, yeah. I mean,
I've never watched public access ever.
Ever.
Unless, is PBS public access?
No.
PBS is like a government.
I've never watched. I've watched a couple of times that one channel where people argue in front of the city council. I've
the whole idea
one.
Of public access is that the shows themselves are not paid for by anybody but the producers, by the people. I mean, the facilities are paid. The channel is paid for by the cable station. But the content is not paid for, and
it's by private citizens like me and
there
you
go. You know, I mean, there's so much value to that.
I guess I just see the internet as killing all television anyways, so
that's how I see
and
it.
And you have such a bigger voice on the internet than you would on public access anyways, because you can only speak to your city. You
not
can't
really
speak to the
I
world.
Have a very, very good friend who happens to be my husband, who happens to be incarcerated at the moment, and he is in a place where, you know, a lot of people have watched the public access show and have a lot of respect because they've seen his wife on television. And those people, maybe they don't have internet, you know, maybe they, you know, I mean, there are different levels
I mean,
in society.
The internet's only really available to people with a lot of economic privilege overall.
That's not true. Anyone can go to a library.
Well,
anyone.
I think things are changing.
People
like
you
too.
Can't look at anything on the
I think
on
soon
the
internet
That's
will
true.
Be more
That's
accessible
a good point.
Than television was.
It's very true.
You know?
I think eventually it will be.
What you think? What?
I think internet will be more accessible than it ever was.
Will be is the operative word. We're talking about valuable time that you and I and everyone else is here on Earth doing our thing, living our lives. Why should our public access stations be taken away from us while they're still valuable? Why not take them away when they're really no longer
that's
valuable?
That's what happens when something starts to transition. Like, a few places get it, and then a few more places get it.
Why should the government decide instead of us deciding whether or not we want to do it?
Well, why was the government ever involved in this deal? I mean,
because they're, you know, the government often takes people's rights away. That's right.
The thing I really like is that they went into our streets. The only people that own the streets is the government. So if they go into the streets, then they should give the government something. This weird deal of giving the people something, that was like a strange, I don't know, it sounds strange.
I think that the has thing sounds strange. Like, that's a total... like abstract
fuck that.
Concept
we own
government.
The streets.
Like, people are real.
Government we own the streets.
The government is filled with people that
people, right?
Sneak things through.
Heard of it.
The people, they have one way of appearing, you know, and see, to me, who cares if my politicians are sneaking around for sex, you know, having sex affairs on the sly. What I care about is sneaking legislation through like this. And that's what happened here.
No, it's a sneaky, shady legislation, but...
it's a sneaky, shady government.
I guess I should read whatever the original contracts were and what the stipulations were. That would make me feel better.
I've read them because I've had to fight for the right on public access to shoobies. Mm-hmm. And so I had to look and see that, you know what is protected on public access? Indecent speech and imagery. Not obscene. I think that might involve that poopy eating or something. but indecent. So I guess, you know, it's a horrible word. I hate to use that word, indecent. But somehow that is protected, or was, on the people's channels. It really was an amazing thing. I mean, hopefully this period of time will be recorded in history, because it might be lost forever. Probably will be. It's phasing out.
Do you ever have a similar thing on radio waves?
Yeah, there's free radio stations.
There's pirate
radio.
There's, you know,
a lot of pirate radio, free radio. Santa
Cruz. I
don't
know.
There was never a public access of the radio. How about when radio was television back in those days? Was there a public access of radio?
There's always the ham radio too.
Yeah, there's ham radio. There's pirate radio, which is somewhat illegal.
Shortwave.
I think what you value is the audience. Like, you think being on television gives you a big audience.
And also the right to speak.
So what's another model where someone's given a free piece of a big audience?
College radio.
But you've got to be in the college. No. Public access, you don't... see, here's the beauty. You don't have to, like, be part of an elite group. All you have to do is live in a neighborhood or have somebody live in the neighborhood where the public access station is. And
this
then
is
you have
the
a right.
Only example of that kind of thing I can think of.
It is. No, it's the only
you know,
example.
You keep bringing up the internet, but I know a ton of people who don't have computers. And then I also know a ton of people who have computers who could never stream any video on their computer.
There you go. Yeah.
And,
also,
it would be decades before they would be able to afford
what is
a
decades,
that they
not
could.
Fucking decades.
That's really kind of an elitist view, thinking that the internet's you know, the same as TV or reaches the same audience. TV was included as a standard of living thing with government, the U.S. government. Like, everyone should have a TV in their view.
Now, by the way, speaking of this, I think at the same time they changed something so that a lot of people
don't have television
yeah,
anymore.
That's why I thought they went together in some sort of the
they
same law.
They did in some sort. I think they were piggybacked in some kind of evil way. Yeah.
Well, they pushed that back to June something.
Oh,
it
well
was
then
supposed
maybe
to be February. There's a big vote in the House about it because it's very expensive. So I was wondering if that would affect public access shutdown being pushed back as well.
We have Brian from New York is on line one. Let's talk to Brian.
Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. You are on the radio. Airwaves.
That is sexy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Come ride with
so,
me.
So, who am I talking with?
Well,
sorry,
this is Dr. Suzy. Yes, I'm here. And then I have, should I list everybody? Fritz, Sarah, Terry, Fran, Joe.
You're here with a gang
Lisa's,
of people.
Running around, and Felicia. and maybe Skip.
Cool, cool.
Gang of people,
well,
so.
That's cool. Yeah.
So let's talk about you.
I've been put on your board recently. I applied for a job, you know?
Oh, really? You're working
you're a
for
therapist.
Me.
As a therapist?
Ooh.
I haven't gotten any calls. It sucks.
Okay, that's probably because you're
not
a guy.
Many people call for guys,
we get about one call a day or every other day for a guy. We get most
well,
of our clients, whether they be male or female or couples, do prefer to talk to a female. And that's, you know, there's various reasons for that. But anyway, be patient and you'll get some calls. We do get calls for guys.
And you can always advertise yourself. You know?
Well, that's cool. Shoot.
Yeah, you should sign. You should put yourself on the Institute site, which is where our therapists are.
Well, yeah, I would love to. I don't know if I can. I don't know. I want to come out to Cali actually to see Speakeasy, if that's allowed.
Ooh. You want so much?
Where
know
are
the
you?
Password.
I'm actually a member on her site, so.
Her
B. Yeah. I've watched your show a few times. Very nice.
Thank you.
You have the coolest guests, and
he's a fan.
That's just something I'd like to see.
Well, great.
What is your name?
Brian.
Brian.
Oh, Brian. That's right.
Well,
sorry.
Yes. I just want to get into modeling. I don't know.
And you're bisexual, correct, Brian?
Model.
I'm let's see. U.S. Marine. I don't know. That's
right.
Cool to anybody. Not anymore.
Are you? You're not still a Marine. Okay.
Retired.
That didn't answer the bisexual question, though.
So I'm in my prime.
Well,
and,
no. Are you bisexual?
Dude, I'm sold.
Yeah, actually.
Yes.
Cool.
A bisexual Marine in his prime.
In my, I'm prime. I'm. Prime. That's all you gotta say.
If that's
my
cool
prime.
Or not, I don't know.
That's not cool. We don't like people in their prime.
Shit, I want to go out to Cali and possibly get into taking pictures. I want to go online.
I
want
need
to
some
go put online. Want to do some videos.
You want to get out there.
He just wants to go crazy.
I want to get out there.
Well,
I don't care how much I get paid.
I love
sex. So
all right.
I want to.
Yeah.
I like sex too, but I would love to get paid a lot for it.
Well,
if I did that,
I
would be.
I get paid. I know starting out I won't, but
it's good to do.
I think
work you love.
Once I do a few videos or whatnot, because I don't know how it is, but whenever I have sex, I just come. I can't come.
You can't.
Have you ever come from sex before?
Huh?
Have you ever come during sex before?
Yes, but it took me to pull out and actually jack off for the girl.
I dated a guy with this problem for a while. He just
needs to
wanted
jack
to fuck
off.
Me all night. Like, whoa, dude, like, I need breaks.
Well, I get the girl too damn exhausted. She wants me to stop.
I bet.
Goes, like, three or four times, so.
How about when you're with a guy? Do you come
more
easily?
You beat me to it, Dr.
What?
Susie.
How about with a guy?
I have to ask the obvious questions. Yeah, so with a guy, you come more easily?
Yeah. I actually do. I don't know why.
Well, probably because you're leaning more in the, you know, gay
well,
direction.
I wouldn't want to say.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's bi. He likes girls.
I like the.
But you like a guy, a little more comfortable with a guy. I mean, did you get started on this in the Marines?
Well, in the Marines, I didn't. Not with any. I got started back in high school, actually. Back when I was 18 with one of my best buddies. I stayed over one night. We got drunk and watched porn. And, I just.
I
grew. I started to.
You were watching porn with your buddy. And was this like
and,
heterosexual porn?
Started playing with myself. And
yeah.
He followed.
Yeah.
And,
the girls
I just
never came.
Yeah. I saw him and I just couldn't handle it, so I asked if I could touch, and yeah.
Wow.
It was very nice.
Uh-huh.
The internet and he's playing taps.
Did you do it? Did you keep doing it with him?
Yeah, we a few times actually, like 4 or 5. I think the last time was when we graduated high school, and that was the last time, because then he had a girlfriend, and he never, in high school, he was always like the virgin, never really got with girls, and but him and I would always fool around, and yeah.
So anyway, so then you joined the Marines?
And then I joined the Marines. Actually, I went to college first, and went to college for a while.
Now, in the Marines, would you, I mean, did you, like, you didn't do anything with the other guys?
It was strictly women in the Marines.
Uh-huh. Did you think about the guys, though?
No, I would,
You were not attracted to a single one of those Marines. Is that what you are telling me?
Sweaty Marines, working out. Okay.
Doing push-ups.
Yes, changing and showering.
I guess.
Yeah, well, boot camp was interesting. Of course, for some reason, it's like what they feed us or whatever. You don't even want the morning wood.
Oh, they put saltpeter in your hash browns or something.
Oh, yeah. Totally
what
in the bug juice.
What
apparently they
do.
They dose your bug juice, homie.
The bug juice. What do they put in it?
It's crazy. I don't know.
Anti-gay medication?
Well, anti-hard-on. Anti-gay.
Yeah, all they gave us
it's probably
was like,
antidepressants.
Like fake cool.
Maybe antidepressants
I think
because
us
those,
bone.
You know, they kind of
lower the Navy, you're not allowed to get a boner during boot camp, I guess, because
nope.
Navy guys are freaky.
Guys like
they,
you,
they're fruity.
What about postcard
it.
Guys? What do you think of those? What do you think of those postcard guys?
Well, yeah, boot camp was a pretty
yeah,
crazy.
That's right. That's right.
I keep saying that.
You would get. Like, down for your shower.
Yeah.
Go in the shower.
You would strip you down.
Shower with, like, three guys at the same stall.
You would get stripped down.
Oh, yeah.
Down,
tell me more
your...
about that.
Okay.
Would you wash each other?
You'd shower
like, each
together.
Other's backs?
Like, guys all in there. Well, in my opinion, like,
Wait. We're losing you.
Volume.
Volume.
I can't have that.
This is the good part. Talking about the shower.
I know! Give me back the shower!
Well, anyway. Yeah, it was probably, like, 76 guys in my platoon. So
wow, how many in the shower
guys.
At once?
76 guys.
All 76 in the shower at once?
Yeah.
76 naked, hard-body guys who can't
each
get
other with their towels.
All looking at each other's ass.
All
saw this
online.
It would be us running, so we'd be slipping all the time, and we'd be showering in the same stall together.
Grab ass.
It was hard not to touch your dicks together. It was great.
But no boners.
No guys got boners
Force
in there?
Play leads to sip bay, my friend.
If I had a dick, I'd have a boner right now just from this conversation.
Did you ever see a boner in the show?
Anyway, yeah.
You did.
It was enjoyable. But, of course, wet dreams, yeah, they actually happened. I actually had a few in boot camp. But...
About any of the men you were around? Say yes,
well,
baby. Say yes.
Actually... I would wake up after a great dream, and I'd go into the stall, and we didn't have doors on the stalls, you know, so it was easy to catch a few guys going at it in boot camp.
Yeah.
Ladies.
The bug juice wasn't that effective.
Anyway, it was just great. You catch other dudes doing it, and
Ryan has a nice voice.
The first fucking...
Very excited.
After boot camp?
I think
well,
a lot of our clients want to hear about boot camp.
Boot camp.
I want to hear all about boot camp.
Think
okay.
about boot camp.
When I came in boot camp, like, oh my God, it was the most powerful fucking orgasm. I swear, I probably filled up like 4 ounces worth of cum.
Dude, this was in one of those
cum.
Stalls without a door?
Is it? I don't know.
How long did you have to go before
tell me
your
if
first
I'm like,
orgasm?
Yeah. I don't know. What topics are too taboo? Because, you know, I don't want to freak you guys out too much.
Do you even know what organization you work with? Nothing is taboo, sweetie.
Yeah, you're doing okay so far.
Well, anyway, mind you.
Whoa, are you about to start talking about gerbils, homie?
I do have some job offers because I want to fly out to Cali and do some pictures for everybody. I'll be willing to send some pictures in. Can I send a portfolio in to anybody?
Well,
I
guess so. I mean, we're not going
to look at boners.
2 points. 2 points. Give out your email address.
Dr. Susan Block at gmail.com.
Yes. Everyone's excited about you, Brian. They all want your pictures.
Well, we spoke. I'm a client, too.
Yes.
We spoke,
I was not going to say that, Brian.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I'm not just the perk.
That was you.
Okay.
I was going to keep your.
Can I tell everybody where my pictures
privacy.
Are on the internet?
You're obviously going to tell everybody everything.
Tell us all about it.
Go for it, Brian.
Tell us everything.
Okay. Well, okay. Everybody can find me under at Adult Friend Finder.
Adult Finder. All right. We're on there too.
I can't hear it. Shh, shh, shh.
I have some great pictures up there, and
who are you? Adult Friend Finder.
Offers I get from guys, crazy.
Yeah.
Well, fuck this. You guys wanted to hear about boot camp. You guys are going to get the full story.
I want to hear about you and other men.
Give it to us, Brian.
And
us, brother Brian.
I think we should hire
okay.
him.
Okay. Fuck, yeah. Okay.
I think he's
well,
already hired,
back
actually.
To
he's on the board.
I think we've already hired him, yeah.
This
well,
is,
let's
he's
hire
good.
Him
he's
as,
a good
like,
talker.
You would have a...
next
you know,
position ever. Get that boy in here.
Gigantic, right? So true. So fucking true. Like, there's this one guy. I only had 2 black guys in my platoon. One was actually all
we're
right.
Getting into interracial.
The other
black guy,
big
cock
story. Mind you, we're all limp. Right?
All limp.
He must have had, it must have been 7 inches.
Limp.
Limp.
That's impressive.
Limp.
That's
yeah.
incredibly
fucking,
impressive.
Fucking crazy.
Mm.
And,
fucking crazy.
I'm not all into black guys, but that was pretty cool.
Okay.
So,
well, that's okay to talk about.
I like my white guys. Yeah. Freaking.
Whoa.
Ever since,
Fritz got a good hearing about.
He heard you like white guys, and he was like, what?
Yeah, white guys. White guys with,
with
white
dreads.
Guys high school. With the,
white guys with
my
dreads.
My friend
we got
in high
one
school,
for you, right?
Right? He was 7 inches. Right? Uncut. Kind of crazy that you get an uncircumcised guy, but I don't know if you ladies... Is there
actually, I like uncircumcised guys.
Mm. Huh?
That's my preference.
Depends
I like
on
them.
The guy.
You really like
I
that?
Like a little jeez. Cappuccino on the head, you know?
I've only
I feel
had
that's the way
and
nature
and
created men, and I
it
think
it's...
It
feels, like, weird when you...
It's child abuse
it.
To
like,
cut
you,
it.
It goes everywhere. But anyway,
it goes.
No, no, I agree. It goes everywhere.
It doesn't go.
You can't get a handle on that
you
shit.
Like a chicken with a Ted Cotton.
It's like it's like slippery.
It's nice.
You get
you
more.
Get to, it's it protects.
There's more to play
it
with.
It protects
there's
the penis.
More to play
you get
with.
To stick your finger inside when it's soft.
It's constantly wiggling away and then trying to get away from
once it gets hard, it's just pulled back and it doesn't interfere. But when it's fun to play with. And it protects the penis. Listen, I mean... I don't mean to make all of you guys that are
you're
circumcised.
Jewish too. What is your deal?
I know I'm Jewish. I feel for my people. It's terrible. It's terrible that they're circumcised. It's probably makes them crazy. Makes them militaristic. You know, it's wrong to circumcise girls, and it's wrong to circumcise
how
boys.
How do they circumcise
this is
girls?
Child abuse.
I read the
they
most horrible story.
Tourism.
A female,
that's an offline conversation.
That's a very much an important political conversation.
Like I can go with no lab, right? Take
I read
that.
No, I read
take
the story in a magazine.
Well,
and I was
there's
really,
different levels
horrible.
Of cutting that they do. Yeah. Sometimes they cut, they always cut the clit. They think the clit is the source of all evil.
The night. Let me tell you about this.
But
this
that's not
crazy.
Anything.
Keep talking.
Well, no, this is crazy. I read. Okay, I read. That? It was some. I'm Terry. It was some like
Terry?
Tribe
you're
out in like.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I try.
Well,
he might. He won't
she
come
likes
for you,
spy guys.
Well, going,
I do.
Going. And then
she
I have a
does.
Few questions for you too.
There was this tribe out in. I think it was Africa. Maybe South. Might have been. I read it a long time ago. Where like the night before the female circumcision, which happens like it's a coming of age thing around like 13. They get this big
it's
meal.
7.
Yeah.
Depends.
It was. Yeah. It was really early. You know, early teen, if not like you know preteen. And they feed you this big meal and treat you like you're the princess of the whole fucking tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, lay you down, give you... They gave her a root.
And they mutilate
in her,
you.
Yeah, in her mouth and just cut it off with, like, a sharp
and
rock.
And it can cause infection.
It's horrible, and it happens, like, every day. It happened today. It will happen tomorrow.
They cut off the clitoris.
What the
well,
fuck?
Usually, they almost always cut off the clitoris. They sometimes cut off the labia as well. sometimes just shave everything off.
As a woman, I say that is barbaric and disgusting.
Barbaric.
But it's, circumcisions of the penis are still acceptable. That's my official stance.
It's a sign of slavery.
My official stance is that it's all child abuse. If somebody wants to get their parts cut off when they're over 16, that's okay with me. They want to get pierced, if they want to get tattooed, if they want to get breast implants, if they want to get circumcised, they should just go ahead and do that. But that people do this to children, to babies who can't protest, who can't do a thing about it, and don't maybe want it, is, I think, barbaric.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course, for the women, it's more barbaric. It's a worse operation.
Horrible.
It's worse,
horrible.
But for the boys, it's not a good idea either.
It's an almost impossible over the age of 16.
And now this woman can never enjoy sex the same way.
People get pierced. People get...
It has to be done at an infant age or not at all.
It happens all the time.
People can get circumcised.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's all disgusting, but, you know... If you want to do it when you're an adult,
well, you
then
have to
you
cut
should.
That fucking belly button thing off early. Don't make me wait till I'm 16.
That's
to cut
so
my
that you can survive outside of the womb.
You know, I don't want that shit
my
when
belly
I'm 16.
Thing.
Circumcision like, is not. It's not about the survival of the baby.
I don't want an outie or a tail.
Circumcision is just something for
that.
The
I
parents.
Want
I want a
for
tail.
For the culture.
So
for society, for repression. Circumcision is to stop people from masturbating.
No, it's
that is
for
the
dirty
purpose
little
of it.
Boys.
It's
you,
dirty,
yes, lazy little
dirty
boys.
Dirty little boys and dirty little girls to stop them from masturbating. That's the purpose of it. And it doesn't work at all. And it's sick. Jeez. And it's wrong.
Well, anyway, back to me. Yeah, I have stories, okay?
Are you circumcised, Brian?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
So he's feeling uncomfortable. I mean, I'm
not feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure your penis is wonderful, Brian.
You might be feeling more comfortable
Brian.
If you had a
Nobody is doubting how beautiful your penis is. Just in case
and I do think there can be a beautiful circumcised penis.
Back to your penis.
Back to
Many
the bi
beautiful
story,
circumcised
which is much
penises.
More exciting.
Yeah, give me that stuff. Give me that, yeah.
I haven't heard any girl stories. I think these are not bi stories.
We heard the girl story where it took forever and he couldn't come.
Yeah, yeah, there's that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right. Maybe they are. No.
I'm coming, hold on.
Oh, you're coming.
Nice. Good job, Brian.
Damn, I didn't know.
Later, Mom.
All right.
Is that Brian? His mom?
Brian, are you there with your mom?
No, I have
your mom circumcised?
Hang up on you.
I have a buddy that just came in.
You have a buddy that just came. Ooh,
what kind
is
of
this
buddy?
Like one of your jack-off buddies?
What?
Is this a close buddy?
Is this business or pleasure?
It's
Hi, Alana.
Yeah. So.
Hi, Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Anyway, do you guys want to finish me talking about this or not?
We're going to be finished with you, Brian. You're you're going to be an episodic
Brian, there's so
character.
Much time for your penis. Don't even worry.
So, okay. And you don't come very easily. So, you know, we have to continue this at another time. But if you'd like to just, you know.
Can I ask, wait, really quick. How long does it take you to come when you masturbate?
Money out. Hey, guys, hold on a minute. I got to... talk to my friend real quick.
Okay, well, we're gonna say goodbye. We gotta go, and we'll talk to you later, Brian. Okay.
I think he's gonna go suck some dick.
Yeah, probably.
I hope he does suck big circumcised and uncircumcised cock.
I gotta go talk to my friend real quick.
Yeah,
I've heard that before.
Friends.
Yeah. You're on the radio. What the fuck do you have? Who do you even want to talk to?
That was an interesting inside look at the Marines. You know.
Fucking weirdos.
Yeah, how they stare at each other and lust for each other.
Oh, God, it's so hot. I want to write a musical about it.
And they rub their softened dicks
together.
Oh, about
Gavin and the Marines. Oh, God.
Softened by the bug juice.
It's not gay if you're soft, right?
The bugs in the bug.
No, it's not gay if you touch while you're soft.
Okay. You know, what is gay?
Is that the rule?
I didn't even know that. If you don't get hard, then it's not gay.
Yeah.
Right, like that scene in
People
like
there's
complex.
Actually there's a lot the history of rules that make it not gay. There's a lot of ways for it not to be gay.
Okay, so I have all these little notes. I'm not sure if there's somebody else there, but
is there a
should
note
we keep talking
to line three?
About ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love like talking about
we
ourselves.
We could talk about ourselves all day.
So
we could talk more about Eros Day.
Eros Day. Eros Day was
Cinnamon Love.
Right. Cinnamon Love
Smoking.
Was
Cinnamon Love.
Smoking.
She's beautiful.
Smoking. She's gorgeous.
And she's been coming to my show since 1998. Mm. So she's kind of been here a few times off and on. Yeah. and Kat.
I just watched a Hogtied video. Cinnamon Love, by the way.
Whoa. And Cinnamon Love, she had some interesting things to say about the relationship in the White House, and it relates to why orgy for Obama? Why not orgy for Bush? We orgied against Bush 4 years ago. We had a counter-inaugural ball. But this time, you know, we're orgying for Obama, partly because he looks good, you know, without a shirt on.
Or so we think.
We've seen him without a shirt on.
I thought we made that picture.
No.
Oh, I cut off a little love handle, but he still looked fabulous.
All right, I thought you made that.
That's him.
Okay.
He's running, you know, in his shorts.
Yeah, that was not Photoshopped.
Discreet.
That was his chest.
I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah,
I have
no
idea
nice
why.
That's his nice chest there. He looks good. He looks good shirtless, just like JFK looked good hatless. You know, it's very inspiring. Ooh. And just like JFK and Jacqueline had this, like, hot relationship, although I don't think it was really that hot because they weren't having that much sex.
And wasn't
he was having sex with
affair,
he was having all kinds of affairs, actually.
Marilyn
actually,
Monroe.
This relationship looks like they are really having sex together, this first couple, the Obamas. And it's really
inspirational. You know, I think that the vice president is also fucking his wife.
You know what? Maybe he is now.
She looks hot. Right?
She does. She was
and he
all
said
dude
in his
up in that
speech,
little
he was
red
like, man,
number.
I love to hold her. That's what he said, right? I can't dance.
And actually, they're
kind of
newlyweds, aren't they? Didn't he had a wife that died, I think, in some awful way.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
In some car accident or something, right? Yes. And then this is a new wife. So, yeah.
Another
so
one.
It's fun. We've got some sex going on in the executive branch, I think. And it's very inspirational. So we orgied for Obama with agua coco leaf liqueur. Mm.
I love those liqueurs. So fun.
Yeah, we had the liqueur tray walking Ooh. Around with agavero. And
absinthe.
Absente, absinthe.
Did you know about that,
delicious.
Alana?
Delicious, delicious.
And we had a pole here, dancer, pole dancer.
Pole dancer.
Pole
Man,
dancer.
I tried hard to talk them into leaving the pole, but
we really need them to do that
hard.
Because we need to learn how to do it. I noticed
know.
In looking at some of the footage.
I would like to
that
do stripper aerobics.
Nobody fucking
it requires
here
skills.
We don't know how to,
oh, man.
To do the pole.
Hey, I
didn't
get up there.
Yeah, I was totally
I didn't get
just
on the pole.
At
that's my bad.
A yeah. strip club.
Me too.
I'll give you the show.
Ooh, yeah.
Really?
Good times.
Okay.
Not really, but I'll try.
I bet.
For
it's
maybe.
Yeah,
really.
I just
Brian
saw Tegan Presley on a pole.
Oh. Anyway, we got to get the pole back.
Good
nice.
Times.
Very nice.
And, of course, we had our the religious section of the Eros Day ceremony, which was the prayer. And, you know, I mean, there's a scientific side to Eros Day, which is that it's about a planetoid called Eros that comes closest to Earth at this time of year. So it is scientific.
And it shoots some gamma rays.
Shoots gamma rays like come.
I
all
like
over
the
us.
Scientific explanation.
Yeah, yeah. But there's this kind of tradition to Eros Day, which is to honor the god Eros. And he is a god of love and lust and life. He blew the breath of life into all beings.
What?
The original blowjob.
What?
Thank
what?
You, Eros.
According to Greeks?
The Greeks, yes. There were four gods
Eros
that started
was
the world.
God, God with a capital G.
God, God
to
with
Greeks?
A, to a great degree, yes.
Wow.
First there was chaos. That's the original
Love
state.
Chaos.
And then out of chaos came heaven, Uranus.
Love
not your, but
I
but
love
the
my
god.
Well,
and
I find that a happy
then,
coincidence.
Then the underworld, heaven and earth, Gaia. Nothing to do with being bi or straight, but that's the
but
name
everything
of the Gaia,
to do with Final
the
Fantasy.
Name of the goddess Earth, and then the underworld, Death, Tartarus, and then the fourth god is Eros. So Eros is life.
And sex.
If you're into that god thing.
Eros was a mellow kid.
Well, the God thing, as I see it, I am also an agnostic and much more into the science thing, but I am into culture. And the God thing, you know, is part of culture.
I like culture.
And
too,
it's
yes,
also
yes.
something that inspires the human heart. Culture
so,
is that.
Who is Eros compared to Zeus?
Well, Zeus is actually, according to the very ancient religions of Greece, Zeus is younger than Eros.
Like Eros' nephew.
Yeah. Is in a way, yes, exactly. Eros' nephew, because Uranus is, well, actually Eros' grandnephew, because Uranus
right.
is the father, is the heaven. And Uranus is part of the four, Eros, Uranus, Tartarus, and Gaia. And then Uranus, his son is Kronos. That's the old man, sort of like Santa Claus and time.
Father Time.
Father Time. And then Kronos has several children, and one of his children is Zeus. And Zeus defeats his father because his father was a tyrant, and he chops him up into little pieces. And one, his penis falls into the sea, and his penis becomes Aphrodite, the goddess of love. Anyway, so Zeus, but Eros is older than that. Although in another myth of ancient Greece, Eros is Venus's son. Religion is full of contradictions, whether it's ancient Greece or Christianity or Judaism or Islam. It's always full of contradictions, you know, like society is. So anyway, it's cool, though, you know, to have a religion in a way if you don't, like, take it too seriously, because you get to do a prayer and kind of gather together.
Oh, no, rituals are great. I love
rituals. And you have a ritual, and you can sing, and, you know.
They're so trendy.
And sometimes there's fun food.
God, you're horrible.
It's like tradition. Tradition is also cool. Oh,
yeah, so one of our traditions is to have this candle-lit ceremony, and a lot of religions have candle-lit ceremonies. Candles are an important part of
especially your
all
religion. Very important with the candles.
The which religion? Mare.
Judaism.
Oh, Judaism. I don't, Christianity has a lot of candles.
No.
Paganism.
Come on.
Catholicism
has a lot of candles.
Not Christianity. They're two different things, by the way. Everyone loves to lump them, and I'm so.
There's a whole sect
that.
Of Wicca based.
Stop lumping us.
Okay.
Well, actually, Christianity would be the large term.
So there's no candles in Christianity. That's unfortunate for you guys.
That's just not true.
Candles are cool.
Loving Jesus Christ does not make you Christian. You're either Catholic or Christian.
No. So
on Eros Day, we have these candles, and since it's all about Eros, they're cock candles.
We had Catholic candles, by the way, and I went out of my way to get the bloodiest, most morbid-looking ones.
Well, because we only had the penis candles from Coco de Mer, beautiful... elegant, high-end,
very veiny
penis.
Oh,
very
did you guys balls. See the bag?
And vulva candles.
And a couple of cute vulva candles. Yeah. So Coco de Mer is... actually, we have to go there. Have you ever been there? Anybody ever been
there?
Oh, yeah. I've never been
there. You've been there. Yeah, Fritz went there. What was it like?
It is lovely.
It's the swankiest sex toy shop in L.A.
If you need... rhinestone diamond encrusted handcuffs, Coco de Mer is the place to get them.
I need gold.
If you need fine china that says cock lover
or cunt liquor,
they have porcelain dishes with that inscribed on them.
I do need fine cock lover china.
I didn't know I needed it, but now I feel that I do.
Oh, you need it more than I need
it. I do.
I don't know. I love
Both
cock.
Sets,
I think I need some,
I
too.
Man, I
do
love
sex
to
accessories.
Have a fans business meeting here, and I serve, like, tea to everyone in your cock lover china, and you could be, like, discussing things, and I'll be like, oh, here you go, cock lover.
Can I give one? Never mind.
Cool.
I'm not going to say that.
That would be very cool. And you can have a spoon that's shaped like a vulva or a soup bowl that's shaped like a
like
a pussy.
Like the birdcage?
Yes.
Like,
why not?
A gravy
Who makes that? Like a soup bowl? That is shaped like a vulva vagina.
Mm. I bet I could find that right now with my powers of the internet.
That.
I'm going to look.
I would never use a spoon again.
Vulva shaped soup bowls?
But your knife could be shaped like a penis.
Slurping all day.
Dive in.
So, okay, you know who we haven't mentioned yet?
Bring it to the Y and eat there.
Giggles.
Oh, I was just thinking about her. Oh, Giggles, and your beautiful breasts.
The broken door. And I'm looking at Giggles right now on my blog.
Wanted to touch the honey.
And she's tied up to the spider. And she's just got her mouth open and her boobs flying.
Excellent.
And her eyes just blazing. While Miss Nicolette sticks what looks like a knife. What has she got here? Not
holy
really
shit!
Knife.
What?
It's like one of the file thingies. It's not really a knife.
Which,
but
where's she sticking the file?
Sort of like in her pussy. I mean,
what? Wait, what? I just worked
you
at the blog.
You got to look at the blog.
I did. I was just staring at it.
Yeah, yeah,
sticking
Giggles
like
was
this
awesome.
Long
oh,
thing
Giggles, she's great.
That looks like a weapon, but it all I'm sure is very safe. But nevertheless, Giggles has her mouth
Yeah, that's
wide
so
open.
Hot. Oh my god.
Yeah. See, right? What is that thing she's got there?
Oh,
Mistress Nickel.
Did not work. That looks like a knife to me. I think she's about to cut off her panties.
Ooh.
My God, that's so hot.
Right.
I like to cut off panties.
Hell yeah.
That's a good thing.
It's a cool thing.
Good times.
I keep a sharp knife by my head.
There's a great scene in a Lossie Braun movie, and Lossie Braun, of course, introduced us to Eros Day, where a guy is just cutting the clothing off of a woman as he fucks her, and it's just so hot.
So hot.
Mm. So under that is a picture of a Doc Johnson pocket rocket under the galaxy of testicles that is, I believe that is Jay Lasseter's testicles right there.
Oh, it's midnight.
And we have the bar, and we have the Obama condoms brought to a condomania. And we have May Victoria.
We had May.
And... oh gosh, what was her
name?
Her
beautiful sweatpants.
Yeah, May. Well, I cut her sweatpants off there, so it looks like.
Excellent. More cutting off of clothes. That's what I like.
Cut clothes off.
Cutting clothing. Yes. Paige Mandel is next on the list of pictures sucking off the planetoid of Paros. Paris Eros.
Paros.
Yes. Oh, God.
Paros was an unexpected delight.
He was.
Oh, there it is. I can never unsee that.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I'd seen it.
Wine.
I missed out.
I need my
you
third glass of wine now.
With Paige's big planetoid reception scene? That was
Paige. I missed our employees' planetoid reception scene.
We don't have employees. We only have staff.
One of your staff.
I'm sorry for
damn
being
sure
not
I saw it.
Correct.
One of my staff is sucking on a staff, and you know that was not part of the contract.
Oh God, sorry, I saw it again.
But afterwards, that's when the real show starts.
Well, you know, there's the show, and then there's the show after the show, and then there's the show after the show after the show.
And the show in your head that you replay forever and ever.
And the, yeah, there's the masturbation material you got.
All right, so down below.
Thank you.
That. Crazy scene is Michelle Chaperot
looking fabulous,
looking fine.
She is beautiful.
She was great. We need to shout out all of our performers and how fabulous
she sang
they were.
Beautifully. Let's see, who else do we have here? The performers: Kurt Bonham from Linda Lovelace. Lovelace, the rock opera.
The rock opera.
Which we
want
to go to.
Not about Ada Lovelace.
No.
I don't know why you keep bringing
Linda.
That up.
And I'm a pretentious one that makes references that nobody gets.
And zing.
We had... So let's see. So Kurt Bonham plays Harry Reams in Lovelace, the rock opera, now playing at the Hayworth Theater. He was in The Beastly Bombing, which was at the last Eros Day, and The Beastly Bombing is now playing in Amsterdam.
Nice. Oh, let's go see it.
We are so international. I know, we should go see it, but we have to go to Amsterdam, which I would like to do.
I just watched Harold and Kumar where they go to Amsterdam. It looked fabulous.
The motherfucking
so now really moving right down the blog here, we have Kelly Lee.
There's naked women on the
Kelly
street.
Kelly Lee was very hot.
Kelly Lee was here.
Yeah.
She was here, and she was hot, it all happened.
It's fierce. Miss Piggy.
And there's Eros. There's Obamaros. Obamaros was Jonathan Footman, interestingly. It was all foot theme going
Footman.
On here. Well, his name is Footman. That's what his name. I guess that's his name. I don't know if he made that up.
And he's a. Is he a real foot
he
fetishist?
Was the real foot fetishist
kid.
Was the other Eros, which was.
Paros
seemed
apparently.
To be a super foot fetishist. But the other, I think
I
both Eroses were to some degree in defeat. I mean, they were. But let's just say that the orgy started with a foot orgy.
With a foot orgy.
Can we? Let's not forget we had three beautiful black gods. We had Chocolate Hercules
and Chocolate Hercules, who I didn't see sucking on toes.
As
Jupiter.
You know, I've never dated a foot fetishist. Have you, girls?
No,
I have not.
My husband's a bit of a foot fetishist.
Oh, really?
I used to hook up with a foot fetishist.
Yeah, I like foot fetishists. I think it's very cool.
No, never hooked up with
I did one time
as
at
long
a party.
As they're into massage.
And he was like, I love feet. Let
yeah.
me see your feet.
And I was like, feet. All
there right. was that creepy, you know. There was this creepy guy who was here at the Purim show last year who kept getting all close up to Jess's ankles and was all like, you have such beautiful ankles. Yes.
I go. Tony used to love
in every walk of life. There's creeps everywhere. But, you know, the foot fetish itself, I don't think is creepy. I mean,
I don't think itself is either. I just think it's more rare than I thought. Love. Since I've never dated one.
Feet need love. Listen, we walk on them all day. We abuse them. We stomp
on
them.
You know, I
dance
sit on my ass all day.
Stuff them into high heels.
I dig shoes more than I dig feet.
Yeah, you love shoes. Bran loves
shoes. Yeah.
Brain
well, you know,
like
I have
five
a shoe fetish,
but
perhaps.
Listen, if you're really into shoes, then you have to be willing to massage the woman's feet because
she's worn
the shoes for
I definitely
you,
do.
You know, because they're painful.
I got a great...
You just made a... There's a difference. The shoe fetish and the foot fetish are
different.
Oh, there's
total differences among all the different levels of foot fetish. And there's many different kinds of foot fetishes, and some of them are a little... You know, I mean, some foot fetishes like to hurt feet, actually. Yeah.
And then,
you know,
I like
sex with the shoes on. That's the good.
And then there's
that
sex with
hot.
The shoes on.
And now, I heard about the crush people lately.
There's the crush.
The people who are really into watching little fuzzy animals get
squished. Well, you know, there's different kinds of crush.
Immoral
crush, like when you want to watch people step on live things. I think that's pretty...
Oh, I totally thought you guys were going to go with ball stepping.
That's a bit like gerbiling. Oh, that's awful.
That's cock and ball
awful.
But that is a different kind of crush, which involves pushing down on the
killing
balls.
Killing animals is a real fetish?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's terrible.
What?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry, but it is.
People get up
I didn't
all
say
kinds
all
of
fetishes
cruelty.
Are good.
It's awful.
It's terrible.
I support almost every fetish. And the gerbil one, I'm slightly empathic
towards.
Yeah,
but you don't want to step on a gerbil.
I don't want to step on a gerbil if it's suffocating.
You'd rather have one
ass.
You'd rather have one up
That's
your ass.
That's disgusting, but you're quiet. I can empathize. I can't empathize with stepping on a fucking animal.
No. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. And
it's like serial killer stuff.
That has nothing to do
and
with
actually,
any
those
genitalia.
Videos are illegal. You're not, you know, they're not supposed to
be out there. I can't
believe
you've
heard
of this,
lots of things
and
you
haven't told me about it.
I don't tell you. There's other things that I haven't told you.
First.
You haven't asked.
Well, if you hear about new crazy
but here's the
I would like to
wait,
informed.
Wait,
I'll
tell
you
a question.
We'll
excuse
talk.
Me.
Yeah.
I would like to at least present the positive side of squish fetish, which
oh
I
god.
Love myself.
Oh, my God. Squish
okay.
fetish. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Let me tell you.
Wait,
brothers and sisters, stepping in... goo or jello or
jizz
or stomping on grapes or one of my personal favorites stepping on a birthday cake and then having the foot fetishes eat it off of your feet. I think that's really fun and it's a kind of squish and it certainly doesn't harm anything.
I like to get my shoes stuck in the mud. That's fun.
There you go. It's
and
similar
it
to that.
Comes out,
I hate
go,
that.
And I go, ah.
It's a
but
similar,
then you have mud
you know,
all
I
over your
go
shoes.
Touch myself.
Don't
do
you
that.
Love that feeling of stepping in, like, you know, the sand, water?
This is going to such a scary
place.
<rabbit.
laughs>
I don't like
scary.
It.
I
mean, it's going.
I've never associated
Stop.
That with, like,
I
a
like
sexual
my shoes.
Response.
I love shoes.
It's really weird to think of that.
I love little animals. Sometimes I want to squish them, like, in my arms or eat them, possibly. But
or
like,
to your face.
Right? Like,
Sarah
and
likes
I
to
want
to squish
put their
things
whole
to their
head
face.
In my mouth.
No,
I do that all the time.
I don't defend the squishing of animals. No.
Can you, Susie, I have to ask you something right now. I have to ask the doctor something.
Okay. And by the way, there are some squish fetishists that really seriously fantasize about giantesses like the 50-foot woman stepping on a guy, stepping
what?
On them. Yes.
Oh, I'd step on a man in a heartbeat.
So
I would never step on
a
little animal.
Sexual fetish I haven't heard of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
We're
many.
Just getting started.
Wait,
there's
all
many,
right.
Sister Sarah.
I feel
Susie.
Like fucking virgin.
Dr. Susie, I have an important question I would like to ask you.
Go ahead.
What is the most outrageous, disgusting fetish you've ever heard of that we have not previously discussed?
Oh, you know,
yeah.
That's such a journalism
question.
You can't
question. Say poop eating because we've all
no.
heard that one.
No, I mean, I think, I, you know,
we
right now I'm thinking
to
of stepping on those little,
I
want to
cry.
I never fucking heard of
baby
that.
Baby chicks or something.
Oh, my God.
I thought furries were the end of my, like, scary fetish world.
No, furries are nothing.
What's
furries
scary
are
about
harmless.
Furries?
Hey,
there are, listen.
Whoa. Some furries
listen,
are all right.
Sex,
violent fetishes.
Sex is great. Eros is a very primeval force. But there are some aspects of sex that suck, that are bad. You know? There's rape in the world. There's
every day, every minute of every.
There's murder. There's people stepping on... the little
stepping
baby chicks. There's
terrible thing ever.
There is. It's terrible. It's a small percentage
I think rape
of sex.
Is better than that.
A very small percentage
oh,
of sex.
I'd rather somebody step on a on a baby chick than like touch somebody's baby.
I mean, for real, justifiable. No way.
Anyway, there's bad sides.
I would step on 20 baby chicks to keep one girl from getting raped. Like for real.
Our culture and our way of life is responsible for killing so many animals every single day.
Exactly. The amount of people that are stepping on baby chicks is minuscule compared to how we murder and kill through war and just our lifestyle. We're constantly killing.
You're right. And so we shouldn't worry about the squished animals.
Well, you know,
until the Iraq War is handled.
Well, no.
We have to worry about all of it.
We don't support it. We certainly don't support it. We're against it. But no, are
well,
we
now that I know it's a thing, I have to start a coalition of some sort.
Are you against any cruelty to animals or just sexual cruelty to animals? Like, I don't understand exactly what you're
talking about. Just like retarded cruelty to animals. Like, if you're killing them to eat them, like, ugh, it's sometimes torturous.
What if they step on it and then eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of grosser. I think.
If I ever stepped on an animal, I would eat it.
Oh, man.
What about, like, a cockroach?
Well, I step on bugs all the time.
Yeah, I occasionally do, and I generally feel really bad.
Sometimes I eat bugs.
Unless they're scaring me.
I must admit that sometimes when they are scaring me, I feel really good in stepping on
them. Yeah, my story.
If a cockroach is running towards me, I want to squish it.
Right, there you go. So you understand.
But if a baby rabbit is running towards me, I don't want to squish
it. Okay, let's change the subject. Andrew is on line two.
Fuck you, squishers.
Okay.
Fuck animal
Andrew.
Thief.
Andrew.
Yo, Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew.
Yo, Drew.
Hello.
Yeah, that guy.
J-Roo.
Hi.
What's up?
You.
What up, Claire?
We know this guy.
Okay.
A Melliversary attendee.
Tell me about
Mello
him.
Kid. Bald head, very sexy, good kisser.
Ooh.
Wow.
Terry spills it quick. Okay, Andrew.
It's not the only thing she does quick.
Whoa. I have seen her drop her draws pretty quick.
When does this become? Let's
hey, is this you, Hiwai?
Yeah, it is.
Wee wee wee.
Hi, wee wee.
Yeah, the wee wee.
E wee wee.
This is all code to me.
It is,
and probably to our listeners.
But I'm sure he is a very brilliant individual, and
right,
I told him to call.
Brilliant.
Are you calling about sex?
Do you have something to speak about? Sex, politics. Planetoids
squishing.
Stepping on baby animals.
Actually, yeah, this is something. It's kind of weird. I don't know what to think about it, but I'm talking to one of my friends right now, and apparently her ex-sister-in-law fell ranks out with a brother and kind of joined her side, you know, and now they're living together and sharing a bed together, and that got me thinking about something that happened on Mello once where this girl was claiming to have, like a little relationship with her brother, and I don't know, it should be weird, but it kind of turned me on. I don't know what to think about that.
Kind of hot, isn't it?
Do you have a brother?
Fringy, incestuous type of
he does have a brother.
Liaison.
Nice. How's your brother look?
I love incest, Andrew.
No, I don't mean it for my brother. I was just...
No, of course not. Just the idea.
I don't know, I've seen you and your brother. You do close.
You do love that.
You guys are close.
Yeah, we are.
You ever get a little liquored up? A little Barry White playing.
No, actually, I always thought about, what if I had a sister, you know? I don't know, because I guess I never have one. I guess
too,
I don't
Andrew.
Understand what it'd be like to feel that way toward a female, like sisterly, a brother sisterly. So.
Right.
Well, I always had that stepsister fantasy in high school. That would be kind of awesome.
Uh-huh.
Like your dad marries some hot chicks.
But nobody actually in your family turns you on.
Let's see.
I have hot cousins.
Not really.
I would do
most
cousins
of my family's
all
male
cousins?
Anyway.
Yeah.
All of my I've got nothing but uncles.
You don't have any hot cousins?
Uncle fucker. No. pretty much all of my cousins. Actually, yeah, I do have one hot cousin.
Ooh, which one?
She's...
Brian?
Actually, I didn't see her for a couple of years, and then she just kind of shows up in town one night.
I almost
and
my one.
Go out to meet her, and turns out she'd got breast implants, and I couldn't help but look at him. I'm like, this is wrong.
She showed you her breast implants? I mean, she pulled her top up?
Yeah, she used to be, like, pretty flat. So, it was a surprise.
So you took notice. Like, you were... checking out your cousin's rack. Is that what you're telling us on the air?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, you know, breast implants kind of bring it on.
That's all right.
Like, it's just, I wasn't, like, looking, like, drooling. I was looking, like,
curious.
Oh, my God.
Did you
ogle?
Like, I could do my cousin. Some ogling?
She's doable.
Did you think that, like, did it ever occur to you, like, if I really tried, I could do my cousin? Has that thought, like, ever occurred to you?
No.
Do you think about motorboating her?
That's occurred to me, I gotta say. I could do my cousin.
That's a little over the line there, but...
No.
It's over your line.
Einstein married his cousin.
Well,
yeah, you know, a lot of people marry their cousins. A lot of arranged marriages in old countries.
Jerry Lee Lewis, 13-year-old cousin.
You know, I once had a threesome with cousins.
Yeah, I heard something like...
never brothers, but
FDR
cousins.
FDR married his third cousin or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Actually, Eleanor was a cousin of FDR.
Eleanor
FDR.
Who? Oh.
Eleanor Roosevelt. They were cousins. She was
keeping
older than
it in
them,
the
though.
Family so they can keep all the money.
Yeah, yeah. There is
first
something to that.
First cousins is not that bad. No, no.
Didn't it used to be that way? Didn't they marry off, like, distant cousins just to keep the money in the family?
And first cousins.
To give us a world like today where a bunch of cousins are married and they all have money?
Their kids are retarded.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, you know.
Yeah, like,
arranged
royalty
marriages.
Would all marry each
arranged
other.
Marriage is about a business proposition. The whole idea of love being part of marriage is relatively recent. In olden times, love was considered like a fever, like something that happened to you that didn't involve anything practical. And, you know...
Hide it away.
Brainwashing. Societal brainwashing.
A marriage, you know, maybe you'd grow to love each other in a way, but not in that feverish way, because you have a business to run, which is the children and the family assets, whatever they are.
I don't know if this way's better.
Nope.
That seems like a really odd romantic twist on love. It seems like it would be more fun if it was something like a fever, something forbidden.
Well, that's what we're into now. Well, something like a fever, something forbidden, right?
I knew a girl in high school who was dating her stepbrother.
Once you get married, it's not forbidden anymore.
Well, you know, and this might be one of the reasons that incest is enjoying such a high level of interest these days is because...
Is it?
Yes, I think it is. Because I think in the old days... There were a lot of cousins marrying each other, and it wasn't such a big deal. And now it's like cousins aren't supposed to marry each other, so it is a big deal.
Oh, really? Cousins aren't? I thought it was still only siblings.
No, frowned upon.
Well,
well cousins.
I think
Kentucky.
You know.
I totally,
hot cousin in the
I totally knew.
This. Hey, folks, Eros Day X, Orgy for Obama, is ready to roll. We have the first draft of it. Of course, it needs some more editing, but the first draft is going to roll right after... We close the radio show. We're very excited. Let's hear it for Mar.
Yay, Mar.
Yay.
The editing
Mar.
Crisis is over. Phone shift can return to normal.
Yay.
Mar.
Well, way to come back to the phone team.
Yeah. Yeah, happy to have you.
Okay, so.
But I knew a brother and sister when I was in, like, elementary, junior high that... They would talk about how they'd done it before to each other.
Wow.
Done and it like, with each other?
Oh,
each other?
I wish.
Like
I had
they
a
were
brother.
They were totally sexing.
Hmm.
That's cool.
You know what I wonder? If I have kids and they sex, will that bother me? That's what I wonder.
You wonder do you think it would or that it wouldn't?
Would you try to hook them up?
Probably.
Well, just,
it depends
would you light
on how old
candles
they were,
at family dinner.
They convinced me and how hot they were, those things.
Wow.
Really?
All right.
Well, then they're hot.
If they're both gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they go, but Mom, we love each other.
And we're gorgeous.
And they're 16, then I might go, all right.
What if they're both fugly?
If they're both ugly. And she goes, he forced himself on me.
No, like they can't get
anywhere
else.
Like 12,
they're like,
then
yeah,
I would be like, this is fucked up, you know?
What if it's just like, you know, I
you
know
do,
you're
though?
Never going to get it anywhere else. You two are both fugly. Like, yeah. Then would you want them to be together? Or?
Why do they have to be hot?
Like they're so fugly
they said,
that you
we'll
are surprised that they will touch
else.
Themselves.
We're so fugly. We can only be fugly with
each other.
That reminds me of this pug-faced couple that comes to the store all the time. And I look at them. Look at one, look at the other, and I really think brother, sister, but then I see the rings and how they're acting, just how, you know, it makes me think that, you know, that's like your story manifested in real life, like they might have been brother, sister, but she had a little too much chin hair to get with anybody else, so.
Exactly.
Hey,
yeah, wow. And I cringe a little every time I see them. I just can't stand them.
Well, the whole stereotype is of, you know, like the hillbillies in West Virginia who are all doing family because they... Right. Basically, everybody's related.
Yeah, because all their sheep ran away.
There's this famous German couple right now that's a biological brother sister, same mother. They had 5 kids. 4 of them got taken away at the state because they were retarded. And it's basically like a big legal battle right now because it's illegal. And the guy did 2 years in prison over it. But they love each other. And they didn't grow up together. Here's what the interesting thing is, that there's no like natural chemical effect to being around someone you're biologically related to. Like, there's no trigger that goes off that says, this person's your brother. But there is a trigger that goes off if you grow up with someone and you share, like, childhood memories together. Then you have this weird trigger that goes, I spent a childhood with this person, so I'm not attracted to them.
Yeah, yeah.
But this case of this German brother-sister couple, they met, you know, 20 Later. Years after. They hadn't grown up together as children and then just became attracted to each other because they were dealing with their family problems together. You
right.
know? And
now,
then,
speaking of incest and the whole history of the idea of it, and going back to Eros, our theme, Eros, of course, has a mother, the goddess Venus, or Aphrodite to the Greeks, and she's also his lover.
And she'll bone anybody and everybody.
Well,
Where's she at?
She's the goddess of love. Venus, Eros.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's
I mean,
she
Venus,
at?
Aphrodite.
Oh, my God.
Well, our Venus was played by Miss Piglet, who was a very elegant
Miss Piglet.
Venus. That's her
Point
name.
Me that
Hottest
way.
Porn star name ever.
Miss Piglet. It's cute, huh?
She's adorable.
She's not a porn star. She's not a porn star.
Oh, okay.
She's, what is she? She's like
a model.
Erotic model.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
she's
model.
A
model. Topless model. She got up on the cross and was pretty
naked.
Happy up there.
She was naked. Except
just no
for
sex. That's
little,
all.
Well, she had licking going on.
Did she wear those socks all night? I saw her wearing tall socks at the end of the night. And
it was because she got cold feet
crank.
At the end of the night.
She was cold. She was cold. You know, couldn't take anyone.
So who else is here? Let's see. Axel Braun was
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, are we back to the blog? Hey, I'll
just looking at it. Let's see.
As a bitch.
You know who was here and rocked it? Naked Rhythm.
Naked Rhythm.
Yeah.
Great drummers.
Avi
fantastic.
And
we
Alex.
Have to have them back.
They were incredible. They kept the party going all night. It was, they just
We
rocked.
Need Andrew Iwiwi. You're amazing. And I think we need to let you go because we have a really hot lady on the phone. Someone who knows us quite well who has a great incest story for us.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we only have a few more
Mom?
Minutes.
Yeah, okay. Just a couple more minutes. I think we want to hear this.
Oh, my
Can't
God.
Wait later, dude.
So awesome.
Okay. Alana is on line 3.
Oh, yeah.
Brand's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Is this,
hello.
Wow.
Alana.
She's going to share an incest story.
She's going to share an incest
story. Hi, beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is almost incestuous for us.
I have a really interesting
you.
Story to add to the incest fetish that's actually been... It actually has been going up. I actually do have a friend who, she has slept with 3 of her cousins.
Oh,
and
whoa.
The whole driving reason for it is because it was so forbidden. And
nice.
She used to actually hide it from her family, and her family was always, like, they, some of them were aware of it, and they would tell her, be careful, because, you know, we can see it, and you don't want the rest of the family to know. And the
yes,
other part
so
was,
hot.
2 of them were brothers. And they never found out about each other. And that
wow.
was the whole reason why it was just so exhilarating
oh.
for her.
Doing 2
That's
different
so
brothers that are her cousins and they don't know about each other.
Oh.
Yeah, they
oh,
don't know about each other
you.
At all.
Sarah's
They're
coming
very
in her pants
down. Brothers.
I got so close to
They never
that.
Figured
so
it out.
That is a movie.
And like this went
I've
on for 7 years.
Sets of brothers.
Like
I've done brothers
affair.
Together. We did brothers together to talk
Awkward
about incest.
I
had a boss.
I was
weekend.
Really wondering about that. It's a little awkward for me.
We're all getting very excited and talking at the same time.
Oh, I love brothers.
We love brothers.
I've seen it.
Yep.
I'm a brother.
I was into brothers for a little while. I was really young.
Brothers.
I was into brothers.
I also
brothers.
Like cousins.
But this was her whole thing. And it's actually fairly common still in like a lot of other cultures. Like,
how long did it go on?
This was a 7-year affair.
Oh, my God.
And she had, she was, like, you know, I mean, she was in other relationships, and because they were out of the country, and she would go out of the country and be with them and then come back, and she had her regular boyfriends here, but for 7 years, she would go have her little thing, come back, and nobody found out about it. And so
Perfect.
That
so
was,
hot.
Like, the whole thing that made it so romantic for her.
So what's she
and
doing now? Is she with any of them still?
What?
Is she still having sex with any?
No, she actually recently cut it off, like within the past 2 years.
Don't say that on a show where we're talking about circumcision. Please.
Cut that shit right off.
Give me shivers a lot. Shivers up my spine.
Wow.
Take it off.
I'm not sure that's something you can just cut off.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the family reasons that incest is so dangerous.
Right.
It lasts because
I'm having a really hard time hearing everybody because it's like overlapping.
Yeah, we were just talking about incest is a big risk because in outside of the family, if you want to cut it off, if you want to stop the relationship, you just don't see that person anymore. But when it's in the family, you kind of have to still see that person.
Oh, it's a lifelong decision.
Well, yeah.
Breakups that never end.
Yes.
The problem with it is, like, one of them, shortly after she called it off with one of them, he got married.
Ooh.
So,
that doesn't mean much.
Brothers ever find out? They didn't, like, sit around and go, man, I'm dating this chick. She's got the cutest little tattoo on her ass. Blah, blah, blah.
They always find out.
The thing is, like,
they're brothers.
They were so proud about themselves that whenever the subject of her actually came up, they would pretend like they never liked her at all.
What the fuck?
Of course, they never really put it together because they were always like
rednecks,
trying to hide
like,
from everyone else this secret relationship. So they would pretend like she wasn't attractive to them at all.
Well, what a time will tell. If they don't know now, there's plenty of time for them to find out.
There's plenty of time for it to come out. I mean, and there were other people who kind of like saw it in the family when they were together. You know. Recognize that something wasn't quite right.
I think we're going to have to continue the incest topic next week.
You know what? Because
it's such a fascinating
topic
because we're running out of time.
So often.
We are.
And it's so late in the show.
It does come up all the time, both in the show and in therapy. It comes up all the time.
Oh.
It's a constant source of interest for the Institute somehow. So, Alana, did you have a good Eros Day?
Oh, I had a great time. A lot of the stars that came, I just want to say they were some of the most delightful people I've ever met. They are really nice people.
Let's hear it for porn stars.
Porn stars! Alana, you got to touch boobies.
Alana did such an amazing job on the girls.
Yeah.
Outfit.
The team, really, the wardrobe team of Bran and Alana deserves
our
a shout out.
Futuristic,
they are
sheer
wardrobe
togas.
Team,
so they were really
amazingness.
Amazing.
I'm drunk. I don't have anything better. But you guys
they
cool.
were great. And of course, we forgot to talk about how Sarah Sue was Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Oh, I was Sarah Palin.
She was dead on, too, when she came out and, like, winked.
Oh,
it was
you
just,
betcha.
It was
just practicing in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
I watched some YouTube videos. I was like, I can see Russia from my office.
Yes, you know, I mean, in the new era of Eros, we are reaching out to our brothers and sisters across the aisle, and we reached out to Sarah Palin and invited her to the orgy.
Mocking spectacle.
And not only did she come to the orgy, but she was fraternizing with porn stars and fetish doms. And
Dickie Balls.
Dancing
at
the storm.
And Dickie Balls.
I love
right.
Dickie Balls.
Dickie Balls, we love you.
And
oh,
here's Terry and
cock.
Fritz. Did you guys see your picture in here?
Yeah.
Aww.
That was the only real picture I could remember taking. We look great.
Well, you didn't take a lot of pictures that night, although you were.
I was running around wrangling porn stars to make sure they were all happy.
Well, they look happy. They look happy. There's a lot of them, and they are going to be playing on Radio Suzy 1 TV in just a few moments. We are going to switch to the first draft of the mix of Eros Day X, the Orgy for Obama inaugural ball, the wildest, most gastic ball of them all.
You know, one of these days I really want to see the show from Mayo 7, the Mary Masturbation Month show that was on my Melloversary.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm doing naughty things
okay,
on that.
We're going to come to that.
And I got to see it.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to go. We love you. We're going to be back next week. Until then, be good. Be happy. Try not to hurt anyone. Be careful about all that incest stuff. And certainly don't step on any small animals.
No,
none of that. None of that at all.
Never.
Make
no,
like bonobos.
Don't do it.
Be, you know, sensuous, but kind. Be ethical hedonists, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Hey, I'm going to call you back, okay? Alana? Hey, I'm talking to you.